Shalom Aleichem, Chaver. This is the National Council of Israel. We welcome all the Rabbis. We welcome Rebbe for conference call number 130. Thank you, Rebbe.
You're very welcome. I hope everyone is hearing me properly. I didn't hear you so clearly, but I will start talking. If there's a problem, you'll let me know. Question one, is one allowed to eat matzah balls on Erev Pesach? B, for those who have the minig not to eat matzah starting from Rosh Chodesh or a month before Pesach, are matzah balls included in the minig? C, can one use a matzah for Lecha Mishnah on Shabbos during the time spent in his custom not to eat matzah? Okay, so the first question is permissible. If you look at the Mishnah Berurah, Siman Tov, Ayin Aleph, Sif Katan Chaf, talks explicitly about matzah balls, and he's referring to the fact that it's matzah mevusheles. Matzah mevusheles is no good for the mitzvah of matzah. If it's no good for the mitzvah of matzah, it's okay to eat on Erev Pesach, according to our minhag. There are stricter poskim, but the Vilna Gaon suggests the chumrah. They talk about egg matzahs and other things, or non-lishmor matzahs. Our custom is if it's no good for the Seder night, it is good, it's okay in Erev Pesach, and matzah balls are okay. And if it's okay in Erev Pesach, when it's really a din, how much more so is it okay for the 2 weeks or 4 weeks before? It's certainly okay. As far as counting for Lecha Mishnah, the Piskei Tshuvos in Siman Reish and Dalos footnote 116 says it's okay to use a challah or matzah for Lecha Mishnah, for the second loaf, even if you're not going to eat it for whatever reason. Question two, I sold the chumash of the man who has since been nifter. Does the form work for his wife too? Now, I don't know what the question means. I assume it means that he sold. It's just not completely clear what the question is. If the question is that I sold the chumash with a man who was nifter, maybe you mean for a man who has since nifter. Or maybe you meant, I sold it to a man that's been since Nifta. Or through a man that's been since Nifta. Three people could have died. The agent could have died. The seller could have died. Not clear to me what the story is. In either case, I would say that if somebody died, should get a new shlichus. Sadly, there was a case, famous case, where Rabbi Rubenstein, Oliver Shalom from Scarsdale, passed away on Shabbos HaGadol. And they had to have a new authorization for the rabbi who succeeded him, Rabbi Morgenstern Shlita. So that was in the case where the agent passed away. If the seller passed away, once again, I would say a new form should be executed. It's not completely clear who the chametz belongs to now that the man passed away. Could be belongs to his wife. Could be belongs to his sons. It's complicated. So whoever's considered the owner at that time should fill out a new form. Question three. What's the position on including open box of food in the chametz sale? Does that make it look like a sale is not serious? So I was reminded that one of our participants that's about close to 30 years ago, when we learned psalchem at yeshiva, so I invited John Brown, who was the non-Jews who we sold the chametz for decades, to come to speak to this Talmidim. They tried to trip him up. They failed to trip him up. And somebody asked him, what about a half a box of pasta or cereal? So the response I was just told today was, a half a box of pasta also has value. So therefore, it seems that it's permissible to sell half boxes, but I think it's still better to throw them out if you can afford to do so, because you want to make the sale a little bit more concrete, but technically speaking, it's permissible. Four, a shul hosts Shabbos Sudas on Shabbos HaGadol. Can the Avil attend? I was asked that same question today in real life. I gave the following answer. You know, festive meals are one thing. Family meals are another thing. So the family is usually the nuclear family eating in the house. Sometimes, because of circumstances, there's a broader family. I give an example. In many shuls, such as my own, we have shalashudas and shul. We have shalashudas and shul from after Sukkot until last week, until Shabbos HaGadol. And people come down, and we sit, and we talk, and we sing a little bit, and say a drasha. So I always thought that Avinu have no problem with that. That's not a festive meal. that they have shalashudas. So instead of having shalashudas in the house, if you didn't want to have between mincha and ma'ariv, you're not going to go back home and come back again. So you have it in shul. I thought it's completely permissible for an oval. Same thing over here. The reason we're coming together to shul to eat in your shul is to make it easier for the balabosta. She shouldn't have to worry about chometz. It's not really a festive meal. It's just, it's like a dining room, a big dining room for the whole family known as the shul. Once he had Shabbos HaGadol, I thought it's permissible. Next question. Many of my respondents use a Starkey-approved Shabbos mobility scooter. I've been asked whether a goy can charge it on Friday or Pesach or Shabbos, as people are worried it won't last for 3 days of Yom Tov. I took the opportunity to go on the Starkey website. I never heard of this before. Their approved mobility scooter. I'm not sure if my Rebbe of Soloveitchik would approve of it. Not sure. I don't want to say yes or I don't want to say no, because it's based a little bit on Grumma, but the way I read it, it's better than some of the other Grumma types of things that Somet does. It sounded better, but I couldn't research it completely. I don't have all the facts. So what I'm saying is I don't want this to be an endorsement of the scooter itself. I'm not saying yes or no. I need more facts. But in any event, if you hold the scooter as mutter, in my opinion, if it's a shas hatzchak, if someone needs it, they would be permitted to ask a goy to charge it on Friday because it can't last 3 days for many reasons. Number one, presumably the person who needs the scooter is called a chola. Called the Shane Bosakon, I can't walk like everyone else walks. That's reason number one, because you're allowed to ask a goy to help you for Chol Hashem Bosakon. And number two, there are poskim who think that there's room to be more makel on Yom Tov Sheni, which for Yom Tov Sheni. So, in any event, my opinion is it's permissible. We consider the charging to be a derabbanan. Now, this, of course, assumes that charging something is a derabbanan, even though some might hold it's considered to be a d'oraisa, some might say, because of the electricity, etc. I don't know how this exactly works, but if it's possible to charge it with a shinui, which means when you either plug it in or put it down on a cradle, I don't know how exactly they do this, do it with a shinui. So if it's a plug, instead of holding it the way I normally hold a plug with my thumb and four fingers opposite each other in a normal fashion, if you can do it by putting the plug between your second and third finger and putting it in sort of backwards into the socket, or putting it, whatever you have to do it in a shinui. So according to what many poskim can say, a shinui is mutter for a chol Hashem b'sakana, even if it would otherwise be the oraisa. That's the opinion of the Ramban and the Alter Lubavitcher Rebbe and then the Eglei Tal go with the Amahalach, and therefore one should do it with a shinui if it's at all possible. Next question, number six. Halacha requires for a nurse in a hospital setting who's required to feed her patients. Some are fed orally, some through a tube. Most patients are not aware enough to make food choices. Some patients may be Jewish. Hard to know many cases. Most of the food, including the food that is fed through the port, has chametz. The nurse does not have much leeway in choosing patients or food choices. As chametz does about now, what are the parameters of what she can and cannot do? This is a very serious question. The Mishnah Berurah writes in Siman Tov Mem Ches, Sifkon Chav Ches, that there is a concept of hana, of pleasure, that's given to a human being who feeds someone or something, any entity that needs food. The racham of al-kol masav, even feeding an animal, even an animal that's not yours, according to the Mishnah Berurah, the chashash of Issa d'oraisa of Hana, I have to look in the Mishnah Berurah there. It's true, there in the Sharati and Sifkadon Ayin Hei, quotes the Vilna Gaon, that's a unique Issa only by chometz, not applied to Shar Macholos HaTzuras. Probably it would be only the Rabbanan, in that case. Even the Rabbanans are hard to get around. I think that this nurse has to find someone else to feed the patients for her, if it's chametz. Now, you say has chametz. It could be the chametz is batel meikar adin, even though we're machmer on it, we're not going to impose our chumras on people who are so sick in the hospital. So that's what I would answer. If it's real chametz, someone else should do it. If it's just a chashash, and strictly speaking, it'd be batel, the nurse can do it herself. Number seven, the nurse permitted to feed chametz to a non-religious Jew in a nursing home facility that being is chad imr denara. In previous shailos, I paskins, let's see, like the shach, who holds that there's no misayaya by a Yisrael mumar. Well, not so simple at all. To feed them yourself, it's a question of hana. Again, it's Easter of hana. Now, if you're not, so again, if you're serving yourself, the have hana by enabling this individual to enjoy the chametz. So you're having hana. According to Mishnah Berurah, would be not allowed at all. Eight. For those in nursing home with a non-religious patients, can you allow for chametz and non-kosher to be served if he has a shtar mechira, but mokom hefsin meruba? Shtar mechira, my rabbi didn't like shtar mechiras, but people use it all the time, especially in these kinds of facilities. What are you doing? You're not only selling chametz, you're selling the whole company. The company as such is owned by somebody else, by a non-Jew. And the chametz is also included. And the purchaser acquires ownership of any chametz which comes into the company over Pesach. And this non-Jewish new owner is giving the chametz, his chametz, to non-observant Jews. Oh, so here, you can invoke the shach, the mokum hefsid. In other words, the people who are eating it are not from the status of mumar, and according to the shach, there's no yisur misayaya when it comes to a mumar, and the presumption is that they can get this food somewhere else. Either they're going to a different nursing home, have someone bringing the food from the outside. So there's no lusnaive, nor is there mesayeya in the case of someone who is not religious, according to the shach. Nine is more complicated. An elderly Jewish man is diagnosed with senility and gets extremely agitated when he does not get what he wants. He's asking for bread on Pesach. Can his aide serve it to him? There's a whole different story. Whole different story. If the person is so senile, it's called a shota, he has no understand what's going on in this world, then it's room to be lenient and shas atzchak. It's part of mikol ha-mitzvahs. Otherwise, no way. Here, it may be a case of lifnayiv and mamish, because there's no way this individual can get a hold of this food without the aid giving it to him. And besides that, who says he's a mumar? He's an elderly Jewish man. He's senile. He's not a mumar. He doesn't want to go against the halacha. He's just confused. So I would think it's not permitted to do such a thing. I feel bad. What you should do is, he wants bread. You get him kosher the Pesach bread. These days, kosher the Pesach. I don't know if they actually serve it as bread. But there are all kinds of bread-like products which are kosher the Pesach. Number 10. May one unplug an electrical device that is off on Shabbos or Yom Tov? Well, it depends what off means. Sometimes it's off, but there's still current going through. Then it's not allowed. Sometimes it's off, there's no current going through. No going through, you're not doing anything. It still pays to take it off with a shinui because it's a question of muktzah. But you have to get the facts straight if there's current going there or not. Number 11, does an Erev Tav Shilin permit non-malocha achana finis other than food, such as rolling a sefer Torah on Yom Tov and Erev Shabbos, in order to be set to be used on Shabbos. So if you look in Kiveger, Simon Shin Beis on the Mogad Avraham Sifkat and Vav. He says it's mutter even without an Erev Tavshilin. You don't need Erev Tavshilin for this. Since Yom Tov is a higher level than Shabbos, you're allowed to prepare up, not prepare down. It's Sakhana. Here you're preparing up. So that's, you don't even need Erev Tavshilin. Yeah. Eli Rabba there says it's mutter only with an Erev Tavshilin. So even if somebody disagrees, we pass him that it's mutter with an Erev Tavshilin and really with probably even without an Erev Tavshilin, as Rabbi Kivega said. 12. If one wears a heart monitor on Shabbos, may they go outside in a place where there is no Eruv? It's a very serious question. So the Poskim are lenient. I looked in a sefer called Hilchos Shabbos B'Shabbato by Rabbi Karp. Chela Gimel paid Shin Sadiches. He's matter someone who has a, called a balloon, some kind of a something or other which keeps the heart going properly. So he says, listen, you can't live without it. It's Bata Lagufo, he says. You can't live without it. The same thing I believe is true if the heart monitor is critical, you can't live without it. You can have every monitor may be different, but something which is Pikuach Nefesh, you're afraid to take it off. The presumption is it's permissible, even if there's no Erev. 13. An autistic male child spends time in a camp with a private bunkhouse that is supervised during the night by a female counselor. Would a video camera work to prevent yichud? If the female counselor locks the room, locks her door, the boy locks his, would that suffice? Look, this is a shasat chagorl. Otherwise, we wouldn't even consider such a thing. When a shasat chagorl such as this, we can say that if she locks herself in, we can be mekum. Chazanish, and Ebenezer Simulam Medal Sifkot and Beis suggests that might be permissible if the woman locks herself into the room. And since we have a camera, which certainly does help, and it's an autistic child, between all three of these considerations together, shasat chagorl, we can be makel. Alternative would be better to pursue an alternative. 14. According to Rav Moshe, that psichos hamogos 19 millimeters, if a woman in labor, later 19 millimeters, would she become a nida? It's an excellent question. I remember seeing in the book by Rabbi Blumenkrantz, the Chron of the Rocha, who was Rav Moshe's Talmud Muvuk. He wrote a book on this. He says, bottom line is, the whole world is makel in this shaila. This happens all the time. This is Kaseder happens. And we don't have anybody to be machmir. So you can either reinterpret Rav Moshe or say we don't follow Rav Moshe. The bottom line is we think it's permissible. 15. What is the basis for clapping on one's heart in the bracha of Slach Lanu and Shmon Esrei? Someone told me that one does not clap on non-Tachlin days. Is it true? I mean, not to clap the entire month of Nisan? So, Pesukei Teshuvos, Simkuf Tezva, footnote 10, calls the Chavos Yor, based upon a medrash somewhere in Koheles, maybe. And that's a custom. We know the custom is very widespread. And there's a dispute, he quotes, what about a day when there's no tachlin? Some say you leave it out. And some say, I never saw such a thing. I never saw people who leave out the clap in Chodesh Nisan or in day when there's no tachlin. I also never saw it. I assume those who clap on Chodesh Nisan as well. Next question. 16. Woman is davening shakras at home later in the morning on the first day of Pesach, at a time that she knows for sure that the shul that her husband davens in has already said tefillas tal. Should she still say masha v'ruach u'mor d'geshem in Shmoneh Esrei? What if it's halacha v'laher musaf? Very good. If you look in the Pesukei Teshuvos in Kuf Yudal, footnote 17, it says, even shakras you don't say, and certainly musaf, a person is pulled after the shul that he normally goes to, he or she normally goes to, family goes to, and therefore after they made an announcement to start leaving out Masha Baruch Mordei Goshem, so a woman whose husband is part of that shul, she's part of that community, would also leave it out, even though it's still Shachris of first day Pesach, and certainly if it's Musaf. 17. I have a 7-day subscription to a newspaper. Is it permitted to read the Saturday paper, B, that is delivered on Shabbos? B, that a difference if there's an Erev? Moreover, even if there's no Erev, if there are Gentiles in the neighborhood that he's living for anyway, can we rely on Mavi Bishurim B'Akum, that many were lenient? All good questions. Seems to me that the problem with newspapers is not so much the being carried, it's being printed. And I believe it's being printed for you. I mean, for me, it's printing 100,000 copies. That's true. But if all the Orthodox Jews would cancel the Saturday subscription, it would certainly make a dent in the New York Times production line. And since they don't, so you're asking to make an extra copy for you. And if it's printed on Yontif or on Shabbos, you should really not look at it over Shabbos, if you ask me, because it was printed for you on Shabbos. Nothing to do with it, an Erev or no Erev. It's much worse than that. It's technical prohibition. Now, you could tell me that parts of the newspaper were already printed in advance. Well, you know that somehow or other it's an early edition and Shabbos is at 8:30, so it's printed before that. Whatever it may be, if you know that there's no problem being printed for you on Shabbos, then I believe the fact that it's coming delivered is no problem. As the questioner explained, that number one, there is an Eruv in most places. Number two, they're delivering anyway, Mabri Vishurim. There are many other suggestions of people's reasons to be lenient, but not again. If it's printed on Shabbos for you, it's a serious problem of Hanor from what Goy is doing for you. And there are those who say that even if you in such a situation, here you're telling him, in effect, to do it for you by ordering. Some say, even if it's, you never ordered it, it comes to your doorstep. Some say you're not allowed to read it on Shabbos. Consider what we call in our language, no laws. It's printed on Shabbos. Something which came out of nowhere. Basically, an older miyotif. This might be the same thing. So therefore, another reason not to be involved in these kinds of newspapers on Shabbos. 18. I prepare money in an envelope to pay my cleaning lady who works for me on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Not so simple. Shmir Shabbos Gokosa Perek Lamed Sif Lamed Gibbel says it's not allowed. Based on Mishnah Berurah. Shin Chafei Sif Koton Yud Tes. Some say it's Mecha Chumemkar. Others say, Uvdu Dechol. For these reasons, you should not do it. Yes, in an absolute emergency, this is what to talk about. But as a rule, it should not be done. Finally, discuss the dishwasher, kashering it where the water never reaches 212 degrees. That's a serious issue. The Mishnah Berurah saves us. The Mishnah Berurah writes in Siman Tuf Nun Beis Sifkot Ches, that's something which only absorbs through Irui, means you're pouring things, that's a dishwasher, you're pouring things, hot water comes pouring out. Tanav Tavyatso Letizbo, which is a fairly small number, low number, Yatso Letizbo, that's sufficient. Certainly, in the dishwasher, it's more than just Yatso Letizbo. We call it Kabola Kapoto. It comes in and goes out. Even though the water doesn't reach 212 going in, doesn't reach going out, so it's permissible. Thank you very much.
Rebbe, we thank you very much, and we thank all the Rabbanim that are on the call and those who always ask for the copies of the audio. We want to wish everyone a Chag Kosher V'Sameach, a good Yontif. Bezrat Hashem, hopefully we can call on Rebbe after Yontif again.
Okay, Chag Kosher V'Sameach to one and all. Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye.